Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel, the evening is calm with a pleasant breeze. In Tel Aviv, the air is cool and inviting. Jerusalem enjoys clear skies, providing a serene night for residents and visitors alike. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel kills a senior Hamas terrorist behind a series of deadly West Bank attacks in the 2000s, according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier today. Also, the terrorist who killed M.K. Limor Sanhar Melek's husband has been eliminated in an airstrike, reports Israel Hayom from an hour ago. Also this hour, an Israeli airstrike reportedly kills a family of four in North Gaza, says the Times of Israel. Separately, the Israeli defense minister warns that any Iranian attack will lead to unprecedented strikes on Tehran, as covered by JNS earlier today. And finally, President Donald Trump claims the war will end shortly after the election, according to Forward's earlier reporting. Reaction has been swift on social media. Alex Plitzis, a commentator, shared that a senior U.S. official confirmed ongoing dialogues with Saudi Arabia and Yemen about regional stability just minutes ago. Ariel Osseran, a journalist, reported moments ago that the IDF has destroyed Hezbollah's underground complex in southern Lebanon, confirmed by Israeli leaders. Iris, an observer, highlighted that the strategic infrastructure was built over two decades with Iranian support in a post from earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the assassination of a senior Hamas terrorist, the operation involving the ISA, IDF, and Israel police targeted the central Gaza Strip. The Jerusalem Post notes this marks a significant blow to Hamas's operations in the region. This action underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist networks. Turning to the airstrike in North Gaza, the Times of Israel reports that the IDF issued warnings before the attack in Beit Lahia, which targeted a known terror operative. Despite these measures, civilian casualties have drawn criticism, highlighting the complex nature of military operations in densely populated areas. This incident reflects the ongoing humanitarian challenges in the conflict. Meanwhile, the threat of retaliation from Iran. JNS details that Israel's defense minister has vowed to target key energy facilities if Iran strikes. This statement is part of a broader strategy to deter Iranian aggression in the region. Such rhetoric underscores the fragile balance of power in the Middle East. In a related development, the elimination of the terrorist linked to M.K. Limor's son Har Melek's husband's death. Israel Hayom confirms the strike took place in Gaza, targeting a member of the Silwad cell. This comes as a part of Israel's broader campaign against Hamas leadership. The strike further escalates tensions between Israel and Hamas. And finally, President Donald Trump's remarks on the conflict's duration. Forward reports he believes the war will conclude soon after the election. His comments add an international political dimension to the ongoing regional conflict, influencing diplomatic discussions. On the economic front, first, tech examines how security measures introduced post-9/11 have become standard in global travel, impacting industries worldwide. Separately, Modern Business reports that the new foldable iPhone will soon be available in Israel, with partner offering pre-sales and trade-in discounts. And finally, Globes reveals that senior Japanese defense procurement officials visited Israel to explore opportunities in the defense market, seeking innovative solutions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.